Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:05 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo is over in Germany. Dylan's behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. This debate about cheating, illegal, cheating.
You are cooked.
It's a never-ending debate that's going on in the studio. But here are your headlines before you clock in this morning. Hawks are back in action tonight against the Toronto Raptors at home. Pre-game is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Braves announced yesterday that they have declined Pierce Johnson's $7 million option. Atlanta United announced they're bringing back Tata Martino as their head coach. The Broncos beat the Raiders last night on Thursday Night Football 10-7. And Sauce Gardner has cleared concussion protocol and is expected to make his Colts debut on Sunday.
All right, are you ready? I've boiled this down for Allie.
Before we get into that, real quick, I just want to throw in a little something. Bo did submit his picks.
Okay.
And I'm just going to run through them very fast.
Go ahead.
He took the over in the Texas A&M Missouri game. He took BYU plus 10.5 Texas Tech. He took the over in the Niners-Rams game and the over in the Eagles-Packers.
So he picked against everything I did.
Okay.
Essentially.
He's going against the grain.
All right. So here's what I have figured out about Allie. This all comes down to wording, right? This entire conversation comes down to wording. And here's where I think I've got Allie cooked. I asked her, is everything that is done that it's illegal against the rules in sports, is that all cheating? And her answer was, yeah, if you are doing things that are against the rules, you are cheating, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I said, if anybody does something illegal in sports, are they a cheater? And she backed off of that one because Bo, on social, brought up a good point. So it was Kirby cheating when he called timeout and then said he didn't, when the entire world knows that he was calling timeout. And I asked Allie, I said, is Kirby a cheater?
But was that motion illegal? Or is it fair? And it was a miscommunication. And he temporarily,
that's a good point,
forgot how to clap.
Temporarily forgot how to clap, sure. But it's not illegal, I guess, to call a timeout and then talk a ref out of it, but it definitely probably should be.
But there is also a difference between somebody cheating and being a cheater. If you're a cheater, that's like a perennial, you do it multiple times. Cheating is you get away with someone one time.
I hope you apply that logic to Simone later. I hope he tries it. Hey, you know what I mean? Just temporary lapse in judgment. Wasn't cheating.
Hey,
I'm not a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
I might have cheated, but I'm not a cheater.
I'm a loyal man.
Temporary lapse in judgment.
I'm a loyal man. That's why I wear this shirt, so everybody knows. Don't holler at me. I'm taken.
I'm so appalled by the thought that Grant agrees with you. I feel like he was trying to do his husbandly duties.
No. He agreed. If something's illegal, you cannot do that. You're not supposed to do that.
So you're a cheater if you did something that was technically against the rules in your sport.
I mean, yeah, like I see this like kind of like all encompassing, like because you're comparing it to relationships. Like if I speed, right, we all do it.
Yeah.
But if I don't get caught, I'm still breaking the law.
Right.
Right.
I agree with that. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But my point was, and I think this goes back to it's different in sports. To me, it's different in sports.
It is a little bit different in sports. I will give you that.
I brought up that, like, okay, in baseball, if you lay down a bunt, all right, you're supposed to stay to the right of the baseline when you're running to first base. But if you lay down a bunt and you just go straight to first base, it makes the throw harder on the catcher. He's got to get the throw around you down to the first baseman. They're probably not going to call you out for that most of the time. Are you a cheater because you did that, because you just ran straight to first base?
Cheating. You know you're not supposed to do it.
Bro, I can't handle y'all right now.
If you know you could get called on it, you're cheating.
Here's like, and then you're, look,
my thing
I'm
is
a rule follower, but I'm also an offensive lineman. I know enough to know that every offensive lineman holds on every single play.
Right.
You just can't call it. You can't call every single play. If you hold inside the framework on their pads, is that technically against the rules? Yes. Do I think every offensive lineman in the league's a cheater? No. They're just doing what they can do to get away with to make sure they're in the best position possible to make sure that they block for their quarterback.
Well, see, that's where the cheating slash cheater comes into play.
Like, right. So they're just cheating in the moment. They're not inherently a cheater. They're just cheating in the moment.
Just in the moment.
All right. I'm sure we've got phone calls, Dylan. What's going on back there? We got phone calls?
Yeah, we do. We got some phone calls we got to get to.
All right. We're cooking. All right, let's go straight to the phone lines. Let's go to Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, unfortunately, I am flying solo this morning. Baby girl is feeling under the weather.
Oh, man.
But Mr. Mike, she wanted me to tell you, Mr. Mike, that she got awarded Student of the Month. She was so excited to tell you, and she wasn't able to do it this morning, man.
Nice work.
But she wanted to make sure I tell you, man.
That's what the mafia does.
Hey, man, on this whole cheating gamesmanship thing, like, as a former offensive lineman, I'm about to say, Mike, you kind of you spoke the truth. Every single play, there is holding, okay? It is about what you can get away with to put yourself in the best position to succeed. It does not make you a cheater. It's all within size of the rules of the games and what will be called. Like traveling. I don't think there's a lot of people out there that will intentionally travel in basketball, but that is the referee's job to call that. So it does not make you a cheater. You need to find any advantage that you can. It is called gamesmanship. It is different in sports.
Hope
everyone has a happy Friday. We are getting a Falcons win on Sunday at 9:30 in the morning in Atlanta. Be kind to one another.
Yeah, I love it, man. And shout out to you for raising a student of the month.
That's, you know, she did that by not cheating.
Is that what she did?
Yes, that's how she got that. Yeah, yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. She did it by studying the right way.
Is? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Kirby's mailman did tweet us, integrity is never situational.
Right. Sports are different. Okay, let's just throw that out there. Sports are a little
I do want to make one point that Abe brought up yesterday in the bullpen, because this has been station-wide, that this is
it's a whole point of contention.
It's going on. Abe did say, and I don't know if I want to say I 100% agree with him, but he said cheating is too strong of a word. But, like, Anthony was just saying, well, you got away with something. Okay, so you're kind of on that weird line.
This has been the whole point that I've been trying to make this morning. Illegal doesn't mean cheating. Illegal,
right?
Doesn't and cheating doesn't mean cheater, or does it? That's really what's really we're going with it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Uber Steve, bring the good vibes this morning, man. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Allie's Army back in effect.
Yes!
Check it out, man. When it comes to sports, you got to get every edge you can.
Come on.
If you won't call it cheating, that's what it is. It ain't cheating if you're trying. You ain't trying if you ain't cheating, however you want to say it.
Yeah,
and Bill Belichick ain't giving back no Super Bowl trophies, neither is Tom Brady. But I got to say one thing to my man Dylan, man. Represent with your lady on your shirt, man.
Hey, man.
Because
appreciate
my
that.
Wife sure enough got me a pair of pajamas, man. Honey Butter Hella Hollis got her face all over my pants. And they say, I love my wife, and I truly do. Man, y'all have a blessed day, man. I ain't going to talk about what's going to happen in Germany.
Yeah, appreciate
that. But good luck.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, Uber Steve. He brings up a good point. That's why I think it's okay. That's why I'm riding with it. She got it for you. and you're trying to do the right thing. It's kind of like the Eagles fandom topic. And
I'm just a good boyfriend. I'm wearing the shirt because I'm a good boyfriend.
Is it laundry day?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, that's why you're wearing it, because it's like, the last thing.
She's asking if you had any other options.
Yeah.
I've worn this shirt when I've had other options.
I know, like, I've seen it before. It's been a while, but I've seen it before.
Yeah, I haven't worn it here in a while, but okay. I wear it around.
Well, we will have video of Fair Foul that will be out later today. If you guys want to check the socials, you can check the Moni shirt.
Heck yeah.
The Moni shirt will be front and center. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, let's welcome in Jim from Lilburn. Jim, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Yeah. First, let me preface this call by saying I'm neither a member of a nation, a mafia, or an army. I'm a sailor veteran.
Okay.
I am a member of y'all's and an inaugural member of the morning show.
Let's go.
Militia.
Let's go.
All right.
Shifties.
The cheating thing is, again, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But it goes back to Allie's argument about the affair. You know, it can go either way. It's a matter of your integrity more than anything else.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of this conversation goes, Jim.
I mean, whether you're shooting pool or whether you're LeBron wanting to travel when you're going for a layup, cheating is cheating. You can't call it anything else.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll bid you adieu and have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Jim. Dylan, I need you to weigh on this, because isn't it now it's illegal to flop, right, in the NBA?
Yes. It will be. You will get fined, and they will call it as an flopping. It would be a defensive foul. So yeah, they will call it. They will call it a foul if you flop.
So if you just embellish the contact a little bit,
yeah, you gotta take a little bit of a hit. Or I mean, yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. I mean, flopping is cheating, man. No, flopping is cheating.
He's trying to hit us where it hurts.
Bro, he is.
I'm just telling you. When I brought up the Kirby's a cheater.
But again, I'm not mad if you get away with it. I'm not mad if you get away with it. But look, it is what it is.
And for the record, I don't think there's anything wrong with what Kirby did. So I'm just throwing that out there. But I had to back Allie into a corner with that one, because she's a big Georgia fan. So I was like, all right, well, let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's get to one more phone call at least. Let's go talk to Dan over in Alpharetta. Dan, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Shout out to Squid Nation over in Germany.
Yeah, man.
And this is Mike for Mike. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a hold every call, and you touched on it. But John Madden used to say, I tell my guys, if your arms are outstretched, you're holding. If you're not doing that, you're not holding, and they will call it. And here's another thing for NASCAR, for Mike.
Yep.
Smokey Yunick, who was years ago in NASCAR, he wasn't cheating. He just looked at the rule book and said, wait a minute, I'm going to do this and stick my exhaust pipes out the back and make the guy who's trying to draft me overheat. And then they changed the rule book. So he never cheated. And the offensive line, you're not cheating. You're just trying to protect your quarterback.
That's right, man.
Or block for a runner.
Yeah, I agree with every single thing you're talking about, Dan. Thank you so much for the phone call. The whole NASCAR thing is a whole conversation in and of itself. Like, there's been NASCAR drivers that have used jet fuel in the past.
Right.
You know, it's against the rules. You get caught, you're going to be in a bad situation, but it is what it is.
If it's in the rules and you do it, it's cheating. If it's not, and they got to change the rule book for you, you didn't cheat.
That are they cheaters? Is called a loophole.
Yeah. That's actually firmly against the rules. Firmly against the rules. Yeah, so, anyways.
Continue the conversation with us on Twitter at 929MorningShift, and we will have video of Fair or Foul later on if you want to see Dylan's shirt. Coming up next, Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, will join us from Germany.
Analyst.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan is over in Berlin. Dylan is behind the glass. Another guy that's over in Berlin, we're bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst?
And our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, welcome in. Thank you so much for taking the time after the travel over to Germany. We talked to Bo earlier. How was the flight for you?
Yeah, I see. I can't sleep on the plane, Allie, so it's a killer for me because, you get an 8 hours, 15 minutes. Actually, they said, okay, the flight's going to take, I think they said 8:21. Mm-hmm. So I actually loaded that on my watch, got a little stopwatch, and hit it. And we literally landed within like 5 minutes or 3 minutes of what the time they said. I couldn't believe it for that long a flight. But, no sleep for me. Three movies, looked a little bit at my stuff card-wise, but that stuff's already locked and loaded. So just, ready to go play some football, but we got to get there first. And so I'm going to have to find some way to lay down and go to sleep here after a while.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Arch. I don't sleep on plane flights or in cars. I always joke that I have one of those things that's inside of an iPhone when you tilt it. Like when I'm upright, there's no sleep for me, man. So obviously hope you get some sleep at some point today. I was curious, and I was thinking about this phone call. Like, did you ever play anywhere? And I know that Europe wasn't a thing when you guys were playing, but did you ever play anywhere that was like abnormal? Was there ever like a neutral site game that you played in that was different than just the normal home and away?
No, we actually played overseas, Mike. It was when I was playing; it was the preseason games. So, played in London a couple of times. We didn't have the spread that we have now, of course. We had the Japan game as an as a Falcon broadcaster. Yeah,
analyst.
Yeah, you guys have got me doing that. You guys do that all the time. You guys got me doing that. But yeah, we went to Japan in 05 or 06. I can't remember which. And did that game. That was a preseason game. That was a long flight. I think that was a 13.5-hour, 14-hour flight. So yeah, I've done it several times. I actually played my junior college team, Snow Junior College, I played for in Utah. We actually went to Mexico City and wow. played a semi-pro Mexican team. You can figure that one out. Okay. Everybody on their team was like 5'8" and weighed 220. You know, it was unbelievable. It was just kind of a weird deal. So.
Hey,
that's awesome, dude.
How was practice earlier? Did everyone seem well adjusted after the travel?
Yeah, the guys were running around, and it was pretty cool because they had, you know, obviously a big presser for Raheem when they came in. A lot of media from over here and probably other countries that are covering these international games for some of the countries that are around here that are interested in the NFL, and so a big contingent of media plus our guys. D-Led was there, and Josh was there, so those guys were all locked and loaded, and they were asking a few questions. But so there was a tremendous amount of interest. It certainly seemed like a lot of people. When we arrived on the plane, there was a bunch of people that were, I think they were just people that were coming home from either work trips or whatever. But they'd all gathered and were taking pictures of the buses and all sorts of stuff. So a lot of interest going on. But as far as the practice went, just kind of got the guys off the plane. They don't more of a kind of a jog through than anything else. No hitting or anything like that. But they did go through and rehearse some of the things that I think you're going to see from both the offense and defense from Indianapolis.
Arch, talking about the game just a little bit. There was a lot of conversation today about a couple of players who did not make the trip, and we talked about Matthew Bergeron earlier and Kyle Hinton. I thought Kyle did an okay job last week, but. Leonard Floyd, another guy that did not make the trips, got the hamstring. We talked about the possibility of some other guys being able to get into more of the flow of the game. And when you look at Jalen Walker last week and feeling good about, you know, the product that he's putting on the field, just talk about how you think the defense kind of, you know, deals with the issue of not having Leonard Floyd in this game.
Yeah, it's and Floyd has been that rotational guy, and I think probably the Falcon fans says, well, you know, I don't see any numbers. A lot of numbers attached to Leonard Floyd. And so he really hadn't had maybe that breakout game, if you will, as an Atlanta Falcon. This is a guy that has had, you know, five consecutive seasons of 8.5-plus sacks over the last five seasons. So you're kind of hoping that there's going to be some games where he kind of explodes on the scene. It hadn't happened this year. But because the Walker, him being back and ready to play, as you know, that you're probably going to give him more snaps, you know, as much as you don't want to wear him down or anything like that. If he can go, he's going to get more of that. You wonder if Caden Ellis now has to play more edge. We didn't see it as much. I thought this last game against New England, because Walker was playing, because you had that, you had a number of guys that could rotate in there with Ebikadi and Pierce, that you didn't need to use Caden on the edge a little bit. And it might've helped you a little bit against the run that he was at that second level and didn't play up close. So you wonder if that changes what he's going to have to do. But certainly excited about the fact that maybe Jalen Walker gets a few more snaps.
Dave, we were playing fair or foul earlier. I want to bring you in on one question that had Mike and Dylan kind of debating. Fair or foul, Bijan Robinson will have more carries than Drake London has targets on Sunday.
Ooh, that's going to be, you said he will have more, yeah. So I'll say fair, he will have more, yes, I think he will. They want him in that 25-touch range, probably 20 to 25 touches. He touched it 25 times last week, or 20 times last week. 8 of those were carries. I think they'll make a little bit more of a concerted effort to run the football, but obviously you can't beat your head against a rock. If they're not able to move people off in the run game, and some of that's going to have to do with, you know, you're going to have some different people in there. It looks like Lindstrom will be ready to go at right guard, but obviously, as Mike mentioned, Matthew Bergeron out, so, you know, you're going to step in Kyle Hinton. You're going to have to move some people off the ball and make some productive plays in the run game. But I think, yeah, I think Bijan definitely would exceed what Drake's going to get from a target standpoint.
Well, switching over to the Colts, what have you seen from Daniel Jones, and what do you think has led to his resurgence?
Yeah, he's just playing with a lot of confidence, Allie, and I think that in that position, maybe more than any other, just lends itself to an increased production from a play standpoint and a number standpoint if you're playing with confidence, because you're turning it loose, you're not hesitating, maybe not pulling it down and taking off and running with it, you're letting it go. And the thing that I see more than anything else in the tapes that I watched for him, he's throwing the ball outside the numbers with a lot of confidence. When he came out of college at a Duke, he was a guy that a lot of people liked his arm strength and the things he could do there. Pretty cerebral guy. I did a number of his games at Duke, but his athleticism was probably the stuff that people didn't know enough of because they just didn't watch Duke play football. But he's a really good athlete, could pull it down and take off. He's now back to throwing the ball kind of the way he was when he was coming out. And so he's kind of dusted off some of that stuff that maybe plagued him a little bit with the Giants. And some of that had to do with just really poor offensive line play that plagued him a little bit. They went to the playoffs here a couple of years ago when Daboll guys first got there. And Daniel Jones had an outstanding year that year for him, running and throwing the ball. He's back to doing some of those things, and he's got some guys around him there making plays.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, I wanted to ask you this question. I think there's a lot of different directions to go here, but one of the things we kicked around was what stat column or what stat do the Falcons need to do better in this weekend if they're going to have a chance to get the W? I think it's very simple to point to third downs on offense. You can point to third downs on defense. You could even go deeper and say, well, Bijan has to have more rushing yards. Darnell Mooney has to have more targets. Charlie Warner needs to play more snaps. Is there anything that sticks out to you in terms of what the Falcons have to do on Sunday morning to be able to go get a win against the Colts?
Well, I think something that might lend itself to curing all the numbers you were talking about is, can you stay on the field? What's your time of possession with the ball look like? You know, and I think that if you can have a game where you're at 33 minutes, even 31 minutes, where you hold the ball a couple more minutes than Indianapolis does, then that tells me, and I think it would tell a lot of people, that you're winning on third down defensively, because you didn't do that very good last week either. I think New England converted, 8 of 12 times on third down. So you're as much responsible on defense as the offense is. So you got this complementary football thing, I think, gets thrown out from a coaching standpoint. People say, God, I'm tired of hearing about complementary football, and maybe not even understand what it is, but you got to win on third down on defense so your offense can be on the field more. And when your offense is on the field, you got to stay on the field. And that keeps your defense from having to play so much. So I'll go ahead and lean into maybe the time of possession. And maybe hidden in that is because the reason you're on the field more offensively is because you are converting on third down, or you're making first downs on first and second down. But your first down number is up in that 23-24 range. Now all of a sudden, you're off of that number. I think we're averaging about 17 or 18 first downs. That's not enough. Need to stay on the field a little bit more.
Well, Dave, we appreciate the time as always. I hope you can get some sleep today. Yeah. Are we going to be able to talk to you Monday, or is the travel time change just going to be messing with you too much?
He might be sleeping.
I don't even know when, Allie, I don't even know what time we get back or what I've been trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Seems like we'll get back we're gaining time coming that direction. I don't know. I'm going to let you guys figure that one out. When you get it, text it to me and let me know exactly when we get home, and then we'll figure that out from there.
Okay.
Get some sleep, Arch.
Yes, and enjoy Germany. Please take care of our little squid, okay?
Yeah, little squid. We got him locked in a closet right now. He's going to hurt people or bother people, so we don't let him out.
Yeah, so. A little father-son trip.
Thanks, Dave. Have so much fun over there. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the...
You can't stop right there. Can't stop right there.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Maybe talk to him again on Monday, depending on travel, time change, all those variables. Coming up, we do have AC/DC tickets to hand out. So go ahead, put this number in your phone, 404-726-0929. Don't call yet. We're going to do that next. And we've also got a Life of Dylan.
We got huge, huge news in the world of film, entertainment, in television, and I was a happy man yesterday. Talk about it next. Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
45 on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Beau Morgan hopefully getting some sleep over in Berlin right now. Dylan is behind the glass taking your calls right now for those AC/DC tickets we are giving away. One pair. The number is 404-726-0929. This is for the Power Up Tour. It is August 27th, 2026 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets provided by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale in about an hour and 15 minutes at Ticketmaster.com if you don't get through to Dylan right now. But try your luck. 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Mike? Final thoughts.
I've had a lot of fun today, too, Allie.
I know. It's there's been quite a debate today of many, many things. Temperatures, apparel, cheating, not cheating, illegal activities.
Yeah.
And a lot of talk about the Falcons as well.
Yes, there has.
I'm curious if there's anything about the game on Sunday that you have not gotten to get off your chest quite yet.
I don't know. I feel like we've covered it front and back. No, I think they have a great offensive line. I will say I was watching because I used to be a huge fan of their right tackle. His name is Braden Smith. He played at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really good player at Auburn. He was, if anybody remembers, back when Kerryon Johnson, Auburn beat Georgia and Bama in back-to-back weeks, and then therefore got to rematch Georgia in the SEC championship that year in 2017. And that's when Georgia beat them in the SEC championship. Bama and Georgia play again in the national title game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All that to say that I used to pay a lot of attention to Braden Smith, who plays right tackle for Indianapolis. He's in his eighth year in the NFL. I think there's an opportunity there. He's a very good player, don't get me wrong. But I think his style of play lends itself to us if and when we can find some third down opportunities to be able to rush the passer. And I think you got to muddy the water if you're the Atlanta Falcons, specifically on defense. You look at the turnovers that they had 1 week ago leading to the loss. Daniel Jones throws a couple of interceptions. The ball's on the ground a ton. And I say you have to kind of muddy the game up a little bit. I'm wondering what the turf is like over there in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we get so caught up in pointing to the X's and O's. Oh, if we need to run this play, need to make this decision. Sometimes we tend to forget about things like the ball being slippery or, you know, finding yourself in different situations that really can mean a lot to the outcome of a game like this. But I think there are paths to victory for the Atlanta Falcons. The Colts are obviously a very good football team. I expect, you know, Tyler Warren, the rookie out of Penn State, to be able to get his grabs at the tight end spot. I will be curious as well to see how much Ronnie Harrison plays the linebacker spot, who was obviously slated in for J.D. Bertrand a bunch last week, and they were on the field together at times. So, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of different questions / conversations that can go along with this game. I think the biggest thing I want to see, and just follow me here, is what does Zane Gonzalez look like as the kicker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about him being signed, but I don't think we've actually talked about the on-field product of Zane Gonzalez. I am so ready, and I know that Falcons fans will follow me on this, so ready to put this conversation to bed about the kicker. And we felt so good about Younghoe for a long time here in Atlanta, and until we didn't. And then he started costing you games. And then you stuck with him all offseason and said he's going to get right. And he's on air here with Abe Gordon, and he's talking about what he went through the offseason, and it lasted one game. And we're right back there, and we're starting Parker Romo, and he goes 5 for 5 against Minnesota, and we're feeling great, until it didn't. And then we're right back there. Zane Gonzalez, for the love of all things holy, just take this and run with it, dude. He's been around the NFL at times. He's had opportunities that he's let slip, I think. He's stepped in for injured players in the past. Just please, man, if you can just get us to the end of the season and have a respectable percentage on field goals and make all the extra points, we will be eternally grateful.
So I did hear the conversation last week before the Patriots game that was, I hope we're talking about the kicker at the end of this game. I hope this score is close enough that we're talking about the kicker and we're talking about Parker Romo.
Sure.
And when that game happened, I was like, we've been jinxed.
Yes.
So I sincerely hope we're not talking about Zane on Monday.
Yeah, unless it's a game-winning kick, right?
Well,
that's the thing, because like I just said, when Parker Romo came in, we were talking about him going 5 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, this is great, you know. But it also kind of covered up some of the issues we had offensively in that game. It's like, go 5 of 5 on field goals, that's good, but it means you weren't scoring enough touchdowns. And so I think that a lot of it comes down to it. And look, we had a ton of sacks last week. Drake London had 3 touchdowns, and Michael Penix was better through the air. We've got to be, Arsh said it, man. We've got to be better on third down. That will lead to a better time of possession. Hopefully that says you're doing a lot on ball security and you're getting stops and getting off the field defensively. It's just, I have so many questions about what the immediate future of this team, where it felt like last week we were talking about the kicker, but we felt like we were hanging on by a thread the entire game. Fourth down conversions, 50-50 balls. Let's just start seeing if we can build some momentum in this one against another really, really good football team in the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, I am excited to see what happens. And kickoff with you and Bo, 7:30 on Sunday?
7:30, bright and early. That's actually sleeping in for us, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, I do want to say congratulations to Colton from Habersham County. Just won the AC/DC tickets again. Available at Ticketmaster.com in about 1 hour and 9 minutes if you want to go see him.
Yep, little Baron Burton's. Put it in the old Z71.
No, don't say it.
Don't say it. Oh, no.
What's wrong with that?
Bro.
Oh, wait.
Move on. Okay. He has joined the. We jinxed him. I hope all three of y'all know that. Or all two of y'all. Well, all three of us. We jinxed him.
We were
talking.
Yeah.
Did we not all get on here 2 weeks ago and talk about how all three of us were in a loner? That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. We did.
And guess what? The one person who was not a loner has had an issue.
We rubbed off on him.
So the Z71, yeah, man, that hit low.
Car troubles are contagious on the morning show. Good grief.
We got to rise up from here. You know what I mean? No pun intended. We got to rise up.
All right, well, in that case, hard pivot. But shout out to Baron Burns and all the
Equinox.
Right. Shout out to Baron Burns and all the great WSOS products out there. Okay. We were fed last night. By we, I mean the Stranger Things community. Stranger Things Day, I talked about it. I mentioned it quickly during the show yesterday when we got started off. Stranger Things Day was yesterday. They always do something big and give us fans a little bit of crumbs as far as the new season. Well, this season, as I told you all yesterday morning, the final season of Stranger Things. What did we get? We got the first 5 minutes of episode one, and it was glorious. And now, because I'm so tapped into Stranger Things, I watch theory videos from trailers and all that stuff. So I knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. I knew what the first 5 minutes was already going to be, and it was exactly what I thought it was going to be and heard it was going to be, but it was still glorious.
So,
and I was still very grateful to see it.
I have questions, if you'll allow me.
Yes.
So the big thing, I think the one series that I went through that was like this, Game of Thrones, like there were always all these reactions. There's always small snippets from each of the episodes of Game of Thrones where it's like, oh, you might have missed this.
Yeah.
But you always went back to, there was a bunch of people that, in those reactions, there's a bunch of people that had read the books, the George R.R. Martin, okay, Song of Fire and Ice and all that kind of stuff, and would always have insight. Is that what you're dealing with when you look for things after like a 5 minute snippet? Like, it's not based on books, correct?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's just straight out writers. So like, what kind of insight are they giving you when you're reading these things? Are they like, hey, did you notice Beverly?
Yes, I mean, they like in the videos I watch, like the trailer breakdown videos that I watch from various YouTube channels and just people on TikTok or whatever. They just, you know, they point out little Easter eggs, like, you know, if you put this clip together from this shot and you put this shot together, they look like they're, you know, one and the same. And
snap.
If you see they're wearing this and they got this on and this connects, so this is probably what's happening in that entire scene if you try to put all the scenes together. So, no, it was all good. And then, actually, they had a premiere event. It was Tudum by Netflix that put the premiere event on. And they actually, you know, we got to see interviews from all the cast members and the writers. So that was all fun. So it was a very good Stranger Things Day yesterday.
Interesting that they released the first 5 minutes. Instead of a trailer, or instead of, you know,
something. Well, the trailer's
like
probably already out.
Yeah, sure.
They put out a trailer beforehand.
Just wonder, was there just a normal stopping point? Did they just get to 5 minutes and cut it off, or was there an event that they like after 5 minutes, like the event was there, and they were like, "All right, we're done."
So they had the red car, like they had the interviews and stuff all before they showed the first 5 minutes. The 5 minutes was like the finale of the event.
I got you.
All right, I got one more thing, real quick. I know we gotta get out of here.
All right.
We also got other entertainment news on the movie aspect, and there's something big coming next year as far as a biopic goes.
Let's take it from the top. This is your story. Honor your past. So you wanna be starting something? And embrace the future. That's what people want.
What?
Yeah.
All right, hit me with it. What we got going on?
You don't know?
You haven't heard?
No.
The first trailer for the Michael Jackson biopic Michael dropped yesterday.
Huge.
I told y'all how my alarm for years was Michael Jackson.
It looks really good. The dude they got to play Michael Jackson, he's an amazing performer, amazing singer. It looks like from the shots they gave us in the trailer, looks like he's going to be phenomenal in his performance. So I'm very excited to see this.
I told y'all, man, musical biopics, they are undefeated, dude.
Yes.
Every time one comes out, it's must see for me.
And we got one coming for the King of Pop.
Ray, Walk the Line, give me all of them.
I'm so curious how far the Michael Jackson one will go.
Me too. I'm curious to see what all avenues
they
explore.
Right, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I almost cut his house Candyland instead of Neverland, but you know, it's either here or there.
Same thing. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover, it's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster. the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. And that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, over in Germany somewhere, Dylan and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
If you get away with it, it's not cheating. So don't forget that. I kind of screwed that up.
I'm not as good as Squid.
You know what? It's okay. We're done.
All right, bye.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.